This is Rosie Stockton. I'm going to read a poem I have been working on here at Civitella called Serenity Post. Serenity Post. Day, body, breathing. If I follow the seeing, what city summits can I conceive of, and how deep in the dirt can I rest my question, unwind my tide, break the law till it's broken, and together fossilize the known measures, hushed like nostalgic traces of rope marks imprinted around your wrists. Machine song, my forensic shame. This unconditional love in escrow, where a partial third party mediates my view of glistening dirt and faded starlight. I'm scared of the overexposed times when I disappear you behind yourself, and with sun-spotted vision, I'm left with only myself to love. Adoration, reinvented time. Some days I whisper my name quietly to myself, a rotund hypochorism blossomed and swooping in to usher in a new day and age, where the horizon's my trade, and I turn back toward earth, tilting forward my graced pelvis, my arched foot bent around a lucite sun. Ecstatic form, risk, surge. Some days I cross-titrate myself with clouds and tidal chores. The earwigs scatter in dismay, the dust relocates, displacing the invasive bougainvillea. Little reminders like thunder cake the oat-encrusted pan, shy of noise and tremendous. Kill, fuck, marry. The ladybugged screen, the leaking window, the air of sky. Together the beach crowd calculates the distant showers. A superstitious couple blames the traffic. Mattresses pile up on curbs, creaking. A detoxed pomegranate branch bends under its blossoms. Far off, a rent-a-storm rests the overpasses. Spectacular and paranoid, the perennial flowers mask up, multiplying like plastic, floating on camouflaged fences.